A mother who took health officials to court demanding to be paid for caring for her disabled adult son says the Crown's offer of higher compensation misses the point. Diane Moody is 76. She's cared for her severely disabled son, Shane Chamberlain, for most of his 51 years. Mrs. Moody rejected an offer to pay her for 17 hours a week at the minimum wage and took health officials to court, asking to be paid the maximum of 40 hours a week. In February, the Court of Appeal ordered health officials to set aside the 17 hours and reassess her application. They've come back with an offer to pay her 37 hours a week at the minimum wage. But Mrs. Moody says the needs assessment on which the offer was based is flawed and that she will continue to fight to be paid for 40 hours a week. Not just for herself, she says, but for the 1,600 other families who have been identified as being eligible for 40 hours of funding.
I have the stress here. It's simply not the money. Mm. It is just the sheer... You know, these assessments, for an example, this last assessment that's been done, they haven't cited Shane. I'm not quite sure who's done it because there's no signature on it. You can't get your head around the mentality of somebody sitting behind a desk and coming up with something like 8.6 minutes. How could anyone work out that you could have 8.6 minutes a day if Shane has a problem with reflux in the night? It just does not make sense.
So it's the dehumanising aspect of it, is it?
Absolutely. You know, Shane's 51. He was handicapped at birth. He'll be handicapped till the day he dies. Shane is not going to change. He's just not going to change. And when I read something like this where it says that they seem to know more about Shane than I do, which is surprising, but they've got here that Shane can make his own drinks. There is no way Shane could make his own drinks.
Where did they come up with that from, do you think?
Who would know? This is what we deal with Taikoura Trust. You know, they do an assessment and they say to me, can Shane drive? And I say, well... no, I don't think he actually can. Why would somebody come into your home and cite Shane sitting there and actually ask the question, could Shane drive?
Mm.
So this is the whole, you know, the whole system of these assessments. They just do your head in.
And presumably to save a minimal amount of money. I mean, if they were going to give you 40 hours versus 37, right? I mean...
it's quite pathetic. I think, you know, in the first place, if they'd just done the right thing way back in 2013 and said, OK, 1,600 families are identified as being eligible for 40 hours a week funding to care for their disabled person at home... they could have saved hundreds of thousands of dollars with legal costs and don't have these assessments every year. Why do we have to answer the same questions every year? And, you know, so we'll have a good talk about it, but we're definitely not going to accept the 37 hours because, as I said, if we do that, then, you know, we've gone back on what we're actually fighting for.
Yes. So what do you think the course of action that you will pursue now will be then?
You know, we'll go through the minister, the new Minister of Health, and, you know, see what happens from there.
What is it that you would like him to hear?
I would like him to hear that the families that are eligible for this, looking after their disabled people at home, to do the decent thing and... pay them the 40 hours, but don't have these assessments. Don't have a minute-by-minute timetable to say that, you know, Shane, they were very generous. They actually gave us another 10 minutes a week for Shane to go to the toilet. Very generous. Who in their right mind would go minute-by-minute and tell me how many toilet visits Shane's allowed a day and for how long? I mean, how demeaning is that? Mm. I just wonder if Mr. Rishworth, he's paid by the taxpayer. I wonder if he's got a schedule and is only allowed to go to the toilet so many times a day.
Well, that is Diane Moody, who is 76 and caring for her severely disabled son, Shane Chamberlain, and has been for most of the 51 years of his life. Now, you heard him mention the Minister of Health there, that's David Clark. He declined an interview with Morning Report this morning. He did send us a statement, though. He says, "I completely understand the depth of feeling on this issue and have the utmost respect for those families that care for high needs family members at home." He continues to say, "I've asked for advice on options for reforming the funded family care policy. That work is at the very early stages and I'm not yet ready to comment on it in detail." That from the Health Minister, David Clark.